Brothers and sisters, it all began on a beautiful night during April of 1972, when Elder Thomas McIntyre and Steve Richards knocked on my door. At that time, I was searching for answers to many questions that confused and troubled my spirit. The principal thought that night contained the answers my wife and I had searched for so anxiously. Our hearts rejoiced upon hearing the message of the restored gospel. But one special thing deeply affected our souls, the power of the testimonials of two representatives of the Lord. A marvelous feeling that we never before had experienced filled our hearts, certifying the truthfulness of the message. Our first visit to church was an edifying experience because of the spirit there and the love those people showed us. The spirit of the message and the testimonies was confirmatory evidence that we had found the true church, the support of the missionary, the successful fellowship effort by the members, and the our combined prayers and the fasting gradually changed our worldly habits. With respect and reverence, we attended the meetings and activities, but we postponed baptism because of the fears of the negative reactions from our extended families. The event following showed us our complete lack of wisdom, and of this we repented. The district of Rio de Janeiro met in the Tijuca Chapel for its quarterly conference. A strong spirit filled the hall from the first chord of the organ prelude. The inspired message from the Pope prepared our hearts for an unforgettable moment. President George A. Yokes of the Brazil North Mission, who presided the conference, introduced the brother Val Carr, his mission counselor. After quoting select scriptures, President Carr invited the man to stand and sing, "I Need Thee Every Hour." After sharing his testimony of the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ, President Carr declared his complete dependence on Christ for salvation and exaltation. That experience deeply touched my heart and all my being. It was not possible to control my emotion. I could not imagine myself in tears, but the tears were indeed real. In that moment, the Holy Ghost reconfirmed the truthfulness of the things we already knew. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was the Lord Kingdom on earth. The road of the back to the celestial mansion of our eternal Father. A miracle occurred in that moment, and our fears about baptism vanished. On July 2nd, 1972, my wife and I and the eldest son, Marcos, entered the fold through the gates of baptism. Through obedience to the laws of the gospel, fast and service, our Heavenly Father blessed us with the power to overcome fears, challenges, and eventual adversities. From our extended families, only one of my sisters, Yvette, has accepted the restored gospel and been baptized. Nevertheless, the remainder of the family highly respected the church. The same miracle happened in our social and professional circles. Prejudice and misunderstanding eventually subsided, and some of our best friends have accepted baptism. What must we attribute to such miracles? to the strength and the power of the testimonies of the faithful saints, upon which I was temporarily dependent. This influence aroused in me intellectually and spiritually, preparing my mind and heart to receive in fullness a personal confirmation of the Holy Ghost. But a testimony is not a work that is merely completed and concluded. Indeed, it is a process in continuous development. Nourishing and strengthening our testimonies is essential for our spiritual survival. John Taylor, still a new college elder of the church, arrived in the Kirtland while the first winds of apostasy were raging. Pulpy Pratt reported to him the rumors murmured against Joseph Smith. John Taylor answered, "The principal you touch me led to Joseph, and I now have the same testimony that you then rejoiced in. If your work was true 6 months ago, it is true today. If Joseph Smith was then a prophet, he is now a prophet." In the same way, Amon and his brother had walked strong in the knowledge of the truth, for they were men of the sound understanding, and they had searched the scripture diligently, that they might know the word of God. But it's not all. They had given themselves to much prayer and fasting. A testimony should not be hidden. It must be shared. In a remarkable address during the April session of the General Conference in 1973, President Harold Billy said, "For the strength of the church is not in numbers, nor in the amount of tithes and the offering paid by faithful members, nor in the magnitude of the chapels and the temple building, but because in the hearts of the faithful members of the church is the conviction that is indeed the church and the kingdom of God on the earth." Brothers and sisters, I am absolutely sure that you can imagine how long my journey was to arrive here. But I ask if you know what brings me here. And I hasten to answer, my testimony. It is a special gift of our Heavenly Father, given to the Holy Ghost to all people who search for truth. It is wise to gain and improve a testimony of the truth, because it not only helps us face our daily challenges, but it also opens our eyes, minds, and the heart to the great and the marvelous things created by our Heavenly Father for our improvement and eternal happiness. I know that God lives. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer, also lives. And we are dependent on him for our salvation and exaltation. Joseph Smith was indeed the key prophet of the restoration in his dispensation. The Lord speaks today through our living prophet, President Evans Taft Benson, whom we love and follow. The Book of Mormon contains the fullness of the gospel. This testimony I witness unto you with all my heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.